R.E.M. on a brand new Thursday. Coming up at the 7 o'clock hour, love songs, dedications, and requests for Valentine's Day. Right now, let's get you up to date on news you need to know. Danny's got your headlines.
Thanks, Sean. Here's the latest. It's a big win for New Jersey sports wagering books when it comes to the Super Bowl. Attorney General Matt Plackin and the New Jersey Division of Gaming Enforcement say, according to preliminary data, Atlantic City's casinos and state racetracks saw more than $168 million in betting over this year's Super Bowl. That's a 19% increase over last year's game. Costco is the latest retailer to limit egg purchases. Grocery stores have been seeing empty shelves in the egg department since late last year. Trader Joe's has already limited eggs to a dozen per customer per day. Costco customers will now be limited to 3 packages of eggs. And Apple Maps plans to follow Google's lead and rename the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. The change is a response to executive orders from President Donald Trump. Google announced in late January that it will comply and activated the change this week. Stay tuned to the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network on WOBM for more updates. I'm Danny DeCrescenzo. Now, here's Dan Zero with Shore Weather.
Wet weather will be with us through about midday today, with final raindrops expected somewhere between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. Then we'll see partial clearing with a brisk wind kicking up this afternoon. High temperature today, 49 degrees. Clearing out tonight and cold air returns. Low at 27, the wind chill may drop into the teens overnight. Tomorrow, we're going to see bright sunshine for your Valentine's Day, but it'll be breezy and cold. High of only 35. From the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.